From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Police should secure elections, prosecute health protocols violators. Batik exports soared in midst of COVID-19 pandemic, now the news in details. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called on the National Police to guarantee security during the 2020 regional elections Pilkada and to act promptly in the event of violation of the mandatory COVID-19 health protocols. As quoted by Antara News Agency while delivering material at the 29th National Police for a seminar of regular education, school of staffs and leadership virtually, from the Vice President's official residence in Jakarta on Friday, Vice President Amin noted that the COVID-19 pandemic presents its own set of challenges for the police to conduct security duties. On the one hand, the police are mandated to concentrate on handling COVID-19, while on the other hand, it must ensure security during the ongoing election process. Amin explained to this end, it is necessary to take adequate precautionary measures. Export of batik skyrocketed amid the COVID-19 pandemic, reaching nearly $21.54 million during the January to July 2020 period, as compared to $17.99 million during the corresponding period last year. It was stated by Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita while attending the official opening of National Batik Day theme, Unrelenting Creativity, marked by a series of activities held virtually from Jakarta on Friday, as reported by Antara News Agency. The main markets include Japan, the United States, and Europe. The minister remarked this is a rather unique phenomenon as the export market had basically managed to increase amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI and prominent Muslim groups have urged the government to delay simultaneous regional elections scheduled for December over COVID-19 concern. As reported by JakartaPost.com October 2nd, LIPI Political Research Center head Firman Noor said, the decision to go ahead with the election during a public health crisis showed the government's imprudence. Firman further said, this is not a wise attitude of a democratic government formed based on the will of the people. He argued that holding regional election in the middle of pandemic would lead to humanitarian violation as a result of neglect of human safety. Citing data from the National COVID-19 Task Force, Firman said, the number of COVID-19 cases in September was almost 4 times the average figure in July and August. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. Administration officials on Friday stated U.S. President Donald Trump is experiencing mild symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus as the White House and presidential election campaign scrambled to adjust to the bombshell's development. As quoted by Reuters.com October 2nd, Trump, who has played down the threat of the coronavirus pandemic from the outset, said he and his wife Melania had tested positive for the deadly virus and were going into quarantine. White House officials said their son Barron had tested negative. It is also stated Trump is not incapacitated and is working in isolation to avoid infecting others. The Philippines reopened the famous Boracay Resort Island in the country's central regions this month as part of its bid to boost the country's economy as threats from the coronavirus pandemic linger. As reported by JakartaPost.com, October 2nd, the reopening came after the idyllic island, known for its white sand beach, has recorded zero virus cases since June. The government has decided to allow both Filipino and foreign tourists onto the island, provided that they have negative COVID-19 test results. According to a local government, 35 tourists visited the island on the first day, Thursday followed by 13 the following day. With so few tourists, the beach was largely empty. A major non-profit health emergency group has set up a global laboratory network to assess data from potential COVID-19 vaccine, allowing scientists and drug makers to compare them and speed up selections of the most effective shots. Speaking to Reuters ahead of announcing the lab's involved, Melanie Saville, director of vaccine R&D at the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, said the idea was to compare apples to apples. As drug makers race to develop an effective shot to help control the COVID-19 pandemic. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced plans for tougher laws to tackle what he called Islamist separatism and defend secular values. As stated by BBC.com October 2nd, in a keenly awaited speech, Macron said a minority of French, estimated 6 million Muslims, were in danger of forming a counter-society. His proposals include stricter oversight of schooling and control over foreign funding of mosques. He had been under pressure to address radical Islam amid security fears, but his comments were condemned by some Muslim activists who accuse him of trying to repress Islam in the country. Under French strict principles of secularism, or laïcité, the government is separated by law from religious institution. The idea is that the people of different religions and beliefs are equal before the law. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country. Today, the first news comes from East Lampung District, Lampung Province. The Gerak Jabung Dam National Strategic Project in the East Lampung Regency was officially operated on Tuesday by Abdul Muiz, head of the Mesuji River Basin Area Sekampung Lampung, coordinator of the Rawa Kramat Water Resources Management Area of the Public Works Office of East Lampung. Hermanto said that Gerak Jabung Dam functioned to irrigate rice fields in Jabung and Pasir Sakti District. Once operational, the Gerak Jabung Weir is expected to increase the harvest index in the two sub-districts from 2 times a year to 3 times a year. In addition, it is expected that the rice production will increase from 7 tons per hectare to 8 tons per hectare. Next news is coming from Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung. The provincial government of Bangka Belitung Island has made the former tin ore mining area as a cashew plantations development area in order to boost the people on the tin island economy. Governor of Bangka Belitung Island Erzaldi Rosman Johan in Pangkal Pinang said last Tuesday that cashew nut trees were planted in 178 hectares of ex-mining land and that this would continue to be expanded. According to him, in optimizing the cultivation of cashew in the former mine, the provincial government will distribute quality seeds, fertilizers, and mobilize agricultural instructors to assist farmers in developing this local community. Latest news comes from Lumajang East Java, where the government of Lumajang Regency East Java plans to use the Pandanwangi Air Weapon Range in Pandanwangi Village as a military tourism site. Lumajang Region Turikul Hak Tuesday in Lumajang said that the location has been used as a variety of military combat training both by the Army and the Air Force. Every year, there are also Air Force combat training activities such as Sikatan Daya and Angkasa Yuda. According to him, the interest of the community who participated in watching the 2020 Air Force Sikatan Daya Field Maneuver exercise was quite high, so that the Lumajang Regency government had coordinated with the 10E regarding technical equipment facilities, such as repressive permanent stand. The idea of the Lumajang Regency government was also considered very good by the Air Force Chief of Staff, Marshal Fajar Prasetyo. Listener, that was news from across the country. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on October 3, 1932, when Iraq gained its independence. In its history, Iraq was part of Oman Sultanate. In 1920, Iraq was under British colonial control during World War I. In October 3, 1932, Iraq gained its independence from England and was established as a kingdom. In 1958, the form of monarchy was left and declared to be Republic of Iraq. From 1968 until 2003, Iraq was conquered by the Ba'ath Socialist Party under the regime of Saddam Hussein. The United States invasion in 2003 toppled Saddam Hussein and was replaced by the system government of multi-party parliamentary, which then formed its government based on the result of parliamentary general election. Next event is that in 1942, AV-2A4, the first rocket, went to space. October 3, 1942 became a milestone of the flight history into space. On the day for the first time, the rocket successfully penetrated the atmosphere and reached space. It was the first object of human's creation which successfully entered into space. Germany was the first country which succeeded in the mission. At the time, Germany, led by Adolf Hitler, was aggressively carrying out development of long-range ballistic missiles. AV-2A4 rocket was designed by German scientist Wilhelm von Braun. His creation was recognized internationally and used in the World War II. The last event is that in 1990, West and East Germany united. After the defeat of Germany in World War II, West and East Germany separated for 45 years. In 1949, West and East Germany established one country with a different form of government and economic system. In 1961, Soviet built the Berlin Wall by aiming to prevent East German people from running away to West Germany. Hope to German reunification suddenly emerged through a political reform which was initiated by Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1985. The destruction of the Berlin Wall in 1989 as the reform impact brought about new hope of German unification. On October 3, 1990, West and East Germany was officially reunited. And listener, that's Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbreiding van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, titling Indonesia Fair 2020 in China. The Ministry of Trade through the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center and the Consulate General in Shanghai held the Indonesian Fair 2020 exhibition, which displayed Indonesian products. The promotion of Indonesian trade, culture, and tourism was held at the Shanghai Mart Building, Shanghai, China, from 22 to 24 of September 2020. The Indonesian Consul General in Shanghai, Denny W. Kurnia, through an official statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that this exhibition was a promotion for Indonesia's potential products, which included superior food and beverage products from the archipelago, handicrafts, cosmetics, as well as the introduction of Indonesian culture to the people of the city of Shanghai in particular and the people of China in general. Denny said this activity was to remind Shanghai residents of the existence of Indonesian products and culture. Although it is still not possible to visit Indonesia at this time, this exhibition is expected to encourage local residents to buy Indonesian products and later visit Indonesia. The head of Indonesian Trade Promotion Center Shanghai, Indra Prahasta, added that even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, the promotion of Indonesian products in China is still being pursued with several breakthroughs steps. This activity also continues to receive high support and enthusiasm from the surrounding community. According to Indra, this is a signal that China's economic situation has experienced a revival and the potential demand for Indonesian products will increase again. Indonesia's top products displayed at the Indonesian Fair 2020 include instant noodle products, coffee, snacks, food, and beverage. In addition, there is also a promotion of Indonesian culture which features angklung performance by the Dharma Wanita Persatuan of the Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai, Indonesian dances by Nanjing students, and the promotion of Indonesian tourism by the Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai. Listener, that was by Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Kamu datang di saat tepat. Bebaskan jiwa yang terjerat dari mantan-mantan yang gila. Lalu kamu hadirkan cinta. Kamu jawaban. Kasih pujaan. Kamu datang di saat tepat. Saat hati mulai sekarat. Dan tak percaya lagi cinta. Kamu patahkan itu semua. Harta dunia masih bisa ku cari, tapi kamu tak tahu lagi. Kamu jawaban. Kasih pujaan. Kamu jawaban. Kasih pujaan. Kamu jawaban. Kasih pujaan. Kamu jawaban.
Radio Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today we are going to introduce you one of traditional Indonesian snacks, namely klepon. Listener, klepon has been known in Indonesia since 1950, and the snack can easily be found in the market, so it is called market snacks. No one can confirm the origin of the klepon, because the basic ingredient of this snack is flour. It contains high carbohydrates, so that klepon is usually used as breakfast by Indonesians. Besides, klepon is also often enjoyed as a snack. The main ingredient for making klepon is glutinous rice flour. This flour dough is given a natural green dye from plants such as suji or pandan leaves, which make it fragrant, but there are also white klepons. Then this dough is formed into small balls and filled with brown sugar. These balls are then boiled in water until they boil. The sign that klepon is cooked is when the balls come to surface. To make it more savory, usually, when serving the cooked klepon, it will be rolled over with grated coconut until the klepon is wrapped in coconut. When beaten, the brown sugar melts to fill the mouth, giving a distinctive sweet sensation. Today, klepon is still popular, cheap, and easy to find. Besides enriching the culinary delights of the archipelago, klepon is also valued as a cultural heritage. Klepon, which has a chewy, dense, and sweet texture, also has its own meaning, that something tough will taste sweet in the future. In ancient times, even before the 19th century, klepon was a sweet snack that was produced and consumed by the ancient Javanese people. Apart from being a dish used at banquets, it is also used in ritual events such as salvation or celebratory parties. Nowadays, in accordance with the times, klepon is sold not only in traditional markets, but also in luxurious restaurants and in various forms. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic klepon. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
Kisahnya anak manusia, kau bisa memanggilnya dengan nama Nadia. Sebuah konsonan yang menyulitkan, membuat lidahnya bosan tak bisa ucapkan. Dia coba pahami setiap manusia punya hebat, punya cacat. Dia coba nikmati hidup ini sekali. Dia hanya punya modal cinta, jadi musisi atau apa bidang seni. Tumbuh dewasa bulatlah sudah keputusannya untuk dapatkan buktinya. Dia coba pahami setiap manusia punya hebat punya cacat. Dia coba
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Miscellany. Today we will inform you about Backup 2020. Stay tuned with us at www.vinews.id. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy officially opened the 5th PAPA Rekraf for Startup Program, or BACUP, on Tuesday, July 7th. BACUP is an annual program initiated by the Creative Economy Agency, or BACRAF. Since 2016, it has supported the growth of digital startups in Indonesia to enhance economic growth. In 2020, BACUP highlighted the need to revive the tourism industry and the creative economy amid COVID-19 pandemic. Many startups in Indonesia are affected. The BACUP program is also expected to be able to encourage national startups that are already running or are pioneering to be more active in their work and to revive the creative economy and tourism in the new normal.
Thank you.
In its 5th year, BECOP is about to select hundreds of fresh startups engaged in the creative economy and tourism. This program is implemented in 5 batches in 5 major cities in Indonesia. They are Jakarta, Surabaya, Bali, Medan, and Makassar. 20 best fresh startups from each batch will be selected at the initial selection stage before the selected fresh startups go through a boot camp period of 3 days. Then the 20 fresh startups will be selected again to determine 8 best fresh startups of each batch. A total of 40 fresh startups from all batches will receive intensive mentoring for 1 month to prepare them to run their business. More than 110 mentors who are experts in their fields have been prepared by BECOP 2020 to guide, assist, and provide sufficient provisions for startups throughout the program. Registration for the first batch of BECOP 2020 will open in Jakarta on July 10, 2020, and the second batch is to take place in Surabaya on July 29th, 3rd in Bali on August 7th, 4th in Medan on August 20th, and 5th in Makassar on September 1st. More than 500 startups are targeted to participate in the BECOP 2020 program. After going through the selection process, these startups will be fostered and 40 best startups will be selected to enter the incubation stage with high-profile mentors in the Indonesian digital startup industry. And listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we're going to present a keroncong song entitled Dibalas Dengan Dusta. The song Dibalas Dengan Dusta has a pop genre composed by Glenn Fredly. The song was popularized by Audi in her second album entitled 0202 and released in 2004. Safitri, a young keroncong singer, re-sang the song accompanied with keroncong music in lounge, namely, collaboration between keroncong and modern music. The song is about a girl who sincerely loves somebody but she is told lies several times. Well, listener, here is Safitri with pop keroncong song entitled Dibalas Dengan Dusta.
Semua
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terbitkan sentausa di sini.
Mari aku lagat samudra, menenang khawatir hari depan.
Voice of Indonesia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.